Good morning, good morning. What's Gucci? Misunderstood Genius here, aka MG. Today is Monday, December 10th, 2018. Happy Monday to all my listeners. Thank you for tuning in this morning. I am just now waking up. It is 6 a.m. I literally just popped my retainer out so that I can do this podcast for you guys. The topic that was on my mind late last night and early this morning, I wanted to talk about social media and relationships. And there's two things I wanted to touch on. One being, when you're in a new and fresh relationship, you just started dating, do you feel like, I've always wondered why people are so quick to put it on social media, why people are so quick to share it. I do feel that, you know, your close friends should know about it, you know, your family, but I feel like people should enjoy it, you know, because the early stages are very happy, very fresh, you feel very good about it. Some things you need to just keep between you and the other person. I feel like we're so quick to show the world, like, what we have, and there's nothing wrong with being proud of it. I just think sometimes people take it to a new level with, especially with how Instagram has developed and how it's become like this, you know, attention seeking app. We're so quick to just post a million pictures, you know, oh, I'm doing this with them and they're doing this with me. Some moments, you know, are best left off the social media platform. And I feel like the beginning of a relationship is very important. You establish a foundation, you establish a strong base. And to me personally, I don't really think you can establish a strong base, a strong foundation, when you've made your relationship too public, too quickly. And I know several people, or several couples in my life that waited. You know, they waited a few months. Some of them even waited a year before posting anything about their significant other online, because it's between the two of you to form something strong and to form a bond, an unbreakable bond. So that way, when anybody from the public, you know, acknowledge it or says something about it, you don't have to worry. You two are both secure in your relationship. So I'm just curious on what you guys think about that. The people who are so quick to post as soon as they get into a relationship, and then they post too much, or they overwhelm Facebook, or they overwhelm social media with nothing but just things about their significant other, good or bad. And then the second thing I wanted to touch on is those who have pictures or are still friends with their exes on social media, despite he or she treating them badly. It's like, okay, if they treated you so bad, why are you still friends with them? Especially if you're in a new relationship, or if you're starting a new relationship, what's the point of leaving those pictures up? Do you feel it's disrespectful? Like, it's different if they still friends after the fact. You know, if you're still friends, you know, remaining friends is not a problem on Facebook. But I feel like, why have those pictures up there yet you are showing that you're in a new relationship? I mean, why keep the pictures? So what do you think about the respect factor there? And then also, again, like, if they treated you so badly and you have nothing to do with them, why are you friends on Facebook? Why do you want to even let them see what's going on in your life? Especially, you know, the good things. Like, is it to show them that you moved on despite the bullshit they've done to you? Or is it to show them that they no longer have control of your life? I mean, do you feel like people should cut the cord? I don't know. I kind of feel like people should cut the cord, especially if they added negativity to your life, especially if they hurt you emotionally, mentally, even physically. If they've done all those things, why do they have a peek and why do they have a view inside of your life? I don't know. Just want to see what you guys think about that. I'm curious to know your thoughts. So one being, social media and relationships and why people are so quick to post about it before they establish a strong bond and foundation themselves. And then number two, those who remain friends and still have pictures of their significant, their exes on their Facebook. Why do that, especially if they've done you wrong or treated you poorly? So yeah, that's my topic for this morning. I hope to have an even better topic for you guys on Thursday. Thank you so much for listening. Misunderstood Genius here, aka MG, and I'll be back on Thursday. MG out!